Welcome to the WP Builds Podcast, bringing you the latest news, interviews, and fun for the WordPress community. Now, welcome your host, Nathan Wrigley.
Hello there, and welcome once again to the WP Builds Podcast. You've reached episode number 395, entitled HeroPress, What Is It? And Why It's So Important. It was published on Thursday, the 24th of October, 2024. My name's Nathan Wrigley, and before we begin, a few bits of housekeeping. The first thing to mention that Black Friday, like it or not, it's around the corner. Loads of WordPress deals will be available, and I'm curating them in one handy page. It's at wpbuilds.com/black. Once more, wpbuilds.com/black. Go there right now. Bookmark that page for all of your WordPressy Black Friday deals. That could be plugins, themes, blocks, hosting, anything you care to think of. There's loads of deals getting added each and every day, and by the time we get to Black Friday, there'll probably be about 400 on there. If you want to use that page, of course it's free. If you want to submit a product to that page, of course it's free. Go to the blue button on that page, which is entitled Add a Deal, and fill out the form, and we will add your product or service or whatever it may be completely free of charge. Also, whilst you're on that page, find the yellow button and you'll be able to search and filter all of the deals. And if, like WS Form and Gravity Forms, you would like to sponsor that page, feel free to click one of the buttons in one of the empty cards at the top of that page, and we'd love to get you on board. Seriously, wpbuilds.com/black for all of your Black Friday WordPressy deals. The other thing to mention is that if you're in the UK, in and around London on Halloween, 31st of October, why not join us for the WPLDN WordPress London meetup? But also, if you fancy making a day of it, join us for our masterclass with Tim Nash all about securing your WordPress websites. You can find out more at wpldn.uk/masterclass. We would love to see you there. The WP Builds Podcast is brought to you today by GoDaddy Pro. GoDaddy Pro, the home of managed WordPress hosting that includes free domain, SSL, and 24/7 support. Bundle that with the Hub by GoDaddy Pro to unlock more free benefits to manage multiple sites in one place, invoice clients, and get 30% off new purchases. Find out more at go.me/WPBuilds. We're also joined by Bluehost. Bluehost, redefine your web hosting experience with Bluehost Cloud. Managed WordPress hosting that comes with lightning-fast websites, 100% network uptime, and 24/7 priority support. With Bluehost Cloud, the possibilities are out of this world. Experience it today at bluehost.com/cloud. And by Omnisend as well. Omnisend, do you sell your stuff online? Then meet Omnisend. Yes, that Omnisend. The email and SMS tool that helps you make $73 for every dollar spent. The one that's so good, it's almost boring. Hate the excitement of roller coaster sales? Prefer a steady line going up? Try Omnisend today at omnisend.com. And we really do thank GoDaddy Pro, Bluehost, and Omnisend for helping support the WP Builds Podcast. If you would like to join them and be a sponsor of the show, head to wpbuilds.com/advertise to find out more. We'd love to have that conversation with you. Okay, what have we got for you today? Well, it's Topher DeRosier talking all about HeroPress. If you've never found the HeroPress website, perhaps today is a good day because this is going to cheer you up. You may be feeling a little bit gloomy in the WordPress space at the moment. No more. Head to HeroPress and you will be able to find out loads of really transformational stories about people in the WordPress space whose lives have been really enriched and improved by the WordPress project. You're going to find out all about the positive impact that HeroPress has had. Find out some personal reflections from Topher, why he set up the website and how it's been going. You'll be able to also find out about the global footprint that HeroPress has, and also a little word on HeroPress's future and how they would welcome your support to keep that initiative going. So here comes Topher DeRosier. I hope that you enjoy it. I am joined on the podcast by Topher DeRosier. Hello, Topher.
Hello. Great to be here.
Thank you for joining me. This is happy day. Well, actually, happy week. I don't know exactly when the date was, but we're here to celebrate something. And honestly, I don't know exactly when this podcast is going to air, but in the recent WordPress past, we've had a lot of miserable news. Let's put it that way. We've had a lot of pitchforks being drawn and people kind of getting angry in the WordPress community. And this episode is an antidote to that. It's intended to be an episode in which we celebrate things. And the mechanism that we're going to do that via is through Topher's project called HeroPress. And before we start anything, right? Like, this is not a request. This is an order. Go to heropress.com. Pause this. If you're in a car, pause the podcast. Go home. Start the computer up. Go to heropress.com and browse around. Click on a bunch of links. Read the stories. And then when you're feeling a lot better, then come back and press play again. And you can listen to Topher expounding on how all this happened. So heropress.com. If you've never seen it before, it's going to cheer you up. Topher, we're on a podcast today, and I want to draw attention to one particular article before we begin. By coincidence, yeah, it was published just the other day. It was the 9th of October, 2024, and it was called 10 Years of HeroPress. Blooming heck. What an achievement. Tell us the story at the top, because this is just wonderful. Tell us the story about how it all got started.
All right. So, I'll go back even a little farther than the post says. I was at WordCamp San Francisco, the last one, and I was with my team with XWP, and the owner of the company was with us, and he actually doesn't do much with the company. He hired managers to take care of it, but he came, and he was hanging out with us, and I was introducing the team to people. I seemed to know everyone, and somebody said, "I nominate Topher to be our community master or whatever." And Dave, the owner, looked at me with a funny little expression and said, "Would you like that?" And I said, "Well, yeah." So that was in the spring. So then in November, about a week before U.S. Thanksgiving, which is coming up about a month from now, I woke up to an email from him that said, "You don't work for XWP anymore. I want you to do something special for WordPress."
Huh.
And that's all it said. That's all it said. I was like, okay. So I wrote back and I said, "What is it?" And he said, "That's your journey to discover." What? Which is both a blessing and a curse. It's freedom to build something great. It is freedom to jump off a cliff and die.
Yeah, but also when you read that email, the first line, like, "You don't work for XWP anymore," at that point you're thinking, "Oh, Lord, this is not going to go well." And yes, then you get the follow-up. So I want you to do something great for WordPress. But then, like, that completely open-ended bargain, which is just, I don't know what it is. You go and figure it out. And so literally, is that it? You just got a...
That was it.
Wow.
I literally did not work for XWP anymore. They didn't pay me anymore. He paid me out of his pocket for the next several months, paid my salary. He hired a development team from India and put them at my disposal and said, "If you're going to build something, here they are." He hired a copywriter and she wrote whatever I asked. I had access to the design team at XWP. They made the logo and the fonts and all of that. And he was thinking a product. He was thinking I would come up with a product idea. And I couldn't figure that out. I struggled for weeks. I kept coming up with nothing. And I was speaking with one of the guys on the Indian development team. His name was Jeet. And we got to know each other. And one evening we were chatting and he kind of let go with the formality and became a peer all of a sudden. And he was very frustrated with business. His team was actually a bunch of freelancers that got together to see if they could do better together. And it wasn't working. And he said to me, "What do we have to do to get contracts from the West?" And I said, I don't know. I'm not Indian. I'm not a business guy. I'm not an Indian business guy. I don't know any of that. And that kind of ended the conversation, but I couldn't let it go. He was hurting. He was struggling. All of the people on his team were not making enough to feed their families. And I couldn't let it go. And so I asked around, and somebody said, hey, you know, Work Camp Mumbai just happened. And the organizers are all successful Work Camp business owners. Maybe they know. And so I went to them and I met them for the first time. And now they are all lifelong friends, of course. And they said, oh, he needs to stop looking at the West. You won't get any. There's plenty of work inside India. Go there. So I connected them. And they had a long conversation. And I stayed out of it. I don't actually know where that all went after that. I connected them and they talked and worked things out between them. And I thought, it felt really, really good to help them. And I thought, boy, I want to help people all over the world. People who are struggling, people in repressed economies, people who can't find work, all of this. But I don't want to be the great white savior and come in and tell them, this is what you need to do from my point of privilege, you know? So I thought, well, I need to replicate what I did. I need to find somebody, find their peer. Find somebody who's already solved their problem from their perspective, at their privilege level, everything, and connect them. And I thought to do it via video, like TED. And so I pitched it to Dave, and he said, that's not what I was thinking, but if it works as a business, we'll do it. He invented the name HeroPress. He registered, he was from Australia. So he registered it as an Australian business. He bought the domain name for a lot of money. And he set the stipulation that we were going to do a Kickstarter and it needed to get 60,000 Australian dollars before we would start. And if we did not get it, we would not do it. Everybody walks away. Game over. And I learned later he didn't need the money per se. He was looking for 60,000 $1 donations. He wanted 60,000 people to say, I like this idea enough to give you a dollar.
Yeah.
And that's never happened, actually. Not ever. And we went public at Pressnomics. And within the first 24 hours, three companies had each given us $5,000.
Ooh.
Which was exhilarating, but that was the end of it.
Okay. You're a quarter of the way
there. I got maybe 30 or 40 people to give $5 or $10 after that, which is not anywhere near 60,000.
No.
And most importantly, we did not get the groundswell of interest. And so that was the end. He said, I'm sorry, it didn't work out. I can't pay your salary anymore. And I was unemployed, which was really exciting for my family. But people kept coming to me and saying, listen, this was such a good idea. You can't let this go. And I said, well, I'm unemployed. I can't afford to move a film crew around the world. Making four videos a year, you know? So I got thinking, how can I make this cheaper? And the idea of doing it in text came up. And with text, you don't have 4 months of editing. You don't have a crew of people generating this thing. The person makes it themselves in their own words. And the bandwidth is much, much lower. The people I was targeting at the time, like this is 10 years ago, a lot of them were on 3G.
Right.
Okay. And,
yeah.
And watching on really old, terrible phones. And they don't want to watch a 4K video. But, you know, 25K of text comes in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
So I went to Andrei Sevchenko, Rarsht, and I said, would you do your essay in text? He said, sure. And he put it together and we posted it and it was wildly popular. And I was really happy and I thought, oh no, I have to get another one for next week.
Right. Yeah. The treadmill begins.
Scrambled. Yeah. It was probably 2 or 3 months before I realized I should get more than 1 week ahead. And then it just went on. It just, and then, so the funny thing is, it was an Australian business that I did not own. And I was still doing this. And I wrote to Dave and asked permission, and he never wrote back. But maybe 6 months later, he wrote and said, I like what you're doing. Keep it up. And eventually, a couple of years later, he just deeded the whole thing to me. So now I own the domain name. And we have made it an actual business in America. So it's all owned by us now. And then in 2015, I think. Yeah. Or 16, I don't remember which. The organizers from WordCamp Pune in India got a hold of me and said, hey, it's kind of late, but we'd love to have you come speak about HeroPress. And I said, well, that's cool. Still unemployed. And it was late. I had to get a visa and everything. So I did a GoFundMe, and in 24 hours, I got enough money to go be a WordCamp speaker in India to talk about HeroPress.
Nice.
And to this day, people walk up to me and say, hey, I met you at Pune. And it's amazing.
Yeah.
And it's just been going ever since.
So there's a lot in there that I didn't realize. For a start, I didn't realize. I mean, I really got into the WordPress thing at about the same time that HeroPress started, or at least, you know, in the email that you received late 2014. So that was roughly when I moved over from Drupal to WordPress.
Okay.
And so I was kind of pitching around for, you know, content that would help me with WordPress at that time. And usually that content would be like tutorials and things to get me over the hump of actually learning how it all worked
and
hung together and things like that. And then it probably wasn't until, I don't know, a handful of years ago that I came across HeroPress. And honestly, I can't tell you how it happened. But ever since then, it's been in my, I'm still old school. I still have an RSS reader. And it's there. And when new things pop up, I consume them. And the one thing that I really take away from it is just this sense of, I don't know what the word is. I can't encapsulate it, but it's happiness, really. It's a very positive publication, because the premise is stories, life stories, people's stories about how they've had a journey with WordPress. I mean, it's not relentlessly positive what's happened to the people, but it's positive in the round. You know, the sum of everything is entirely positive. You know, there's ups and downs and all of that. But I didn't realize that you'd had that relationship with David and it had all got cut off. And then you were sort of thinking, gosh, what do I do with this? And kept going with it. I also didn't realize until I was reading it the other day that it started, the intention was to do it as video. Because I've only consumed it as text, my assumption was that it was always going to be text.
Sure.
But tell us a little bit about who it's enabled you to meet, because right at the top of the post, which I'm going to link to, is an image, which is actually a small subset of an image which you're going to scroll down to. And if you scroll down, it's not an image. Topher just told me it's actually, I don't know, 200 plus people.
Tiles.
Yeah. All the people that have been a part of HeroPress's journey and who have written their autobiographical information about their WordPress journey. Mm-hmm. Just tell us a little bit about some of the, I don't know, some of the interactions that you've had, some of the quirky things.
Sure.
I'm sure there's loads.
Yeah. While I tell you that, click on the map link in the top of the site.
Oh, nice. Okay. Got it.
And for you listening along, click on the map link.
Good grief. Wow.
I like to think there isn't a country in the world that doesn't have a couch I could crash on if I needed it.
Yeah, that's impressive. Okay, so it's an audio podcast. I really should describe it. So it's like a Google map with pins, HeroPress pins, nicely done, by the way. And they really are dotted all over the place. I mean, there's always going to be some bits of the world which are less populated than other, but you know, the bits that you're expecting are just full of pins. And even the bits that I'm not expecting is also full of pins. You really, that's amazing. Anyway, sorry, I interrupted.
So some of the best stories actually haven't made it to HeroPress.
Hmm.
There's, I, I, I want diversity, geographical diversity. And so I will find a country that has none and I'll go looking. And I looked at Iran one day and I went looking and I found a guy. And he said he'd do an essay and he did. And it was great. And I said, do you know any Iranian women in WordPress? He said, yes, I do. And he connected me with a woman and we talked and she said, yes, I'll do an essay. And then she disappeared. And maybe 2 years later, she showed up on Facebook with a new name. And she said, I have converted to Christianity.
Who?
And I had to flee the country.
Yeah, yeah.
So I live in Turkey now.
Okay.
So she lives in Turkey with a new name. And I was able to reach out both through WordPress. And she was still doing WordPress.
Yeah.
I was able to reach out through the WordPress community to get her work and my church community to help her find a place to live. And just, I mean, was it because of HeroPress? I don't know. But it was amazing.
Yeah, there's a connection there. There's definitely, that's a life-changing thing. You know, normally we talk about code and a plugin and a theme or, you know, some new feature of the platform. But this is why I love this, because it's actual life-changing stories. So I can imagine, it sounds like that one didn't get published. And it also sounds like it didn't get published for obvious.
She has not written yet.
Yeah, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, but that's one.
There's a young man in Bangladesh. Also, I don't have this story yet. He got married. They had some kids. They lived in a very, very small village way out in the middle of nowhere. Most of the village was family. And he couldn't support his family. So he moved to Dhaka by himself and lived as cheaply as he could and mailed all the money home, saw his family once a year.
Gosh.
Just not an ideal situation. And then he got a job working for an SEO company that rhymes with toast.
Oh, that one, right. Yeah.
And they have a policy of paying people the same all over the world. And the baseline salary is their hometown in the Netherlands, which is a much, much, much higher salary than you're going to make in the backwoods of Bangladesh. And so he was able to move home and not only support his own family, but his whole extended family, which is basically the whole village.
Wow.
Yeah. And I've talked to him on Slack. He's very shy. He told me I could tell a story. He's not excited about writing. But I love that story.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting.
And it's not a HeroPress story yet, but it, I mean, is it? Aren't they all HeroPress stories?
Isn't that the point, right? I mean, you're not claiming the stories as your own, are you? It's not like, okay, this is a HeroPress story. This is just you acting as a conduit for the story which is already written. You know, that individual was out there, but that individual's story never got heard. And obviously for many people, keeping their story to themselves and private is fine. You know, that's what they would prefer.
Yep.
But for those people out there who read these things, and, you know, we could rattle off a whole bunch of country names or regions or parts of the world where maybe having that exposure to a story like that is going to be the difference between, I don't know, carrying on with WordPress and finding that career, or just the necessary, I don't know, positivism or something along those lines to feel, okay, WordPress is a place that I can hang out and that will help guide people on that path. And as far as I know, I could be wrong about this, and apologies to any content creators who are doing what HeroPress are doing. But as far as I know, your HeroPress is the only source of content like this. Is that true?
For the most part, there are a number of podcasts that are just people chit-chatting and stories are told.
Okay.
But I don't know anybody doing essays like this.
Yeah. And so you've managed to get to 10 years. Let's just go through some of the stats, actually, because it's really cool. And again, I'm going to go through the 10-year of HeroPress blog post. And obviously, you know, that will then hopefully feed you into the main site.
Yeah.
Go through the archive and check it all out. So the stats that I'm reading are as follows. In the past 10 years, we have published, so we meaning Hero Press, 278 essays in, wait for it, 29 languages. That in itself is actually quite remarkable. Because you know how this goes. Typically, lots of things are done in English, but also it's not typical, at least in my experience, for the one site to span so many languages. Like, you know, you might get a couple, but to have content right. written in all those different languages is remarkable. And you can tell us about that in a minute. The countries represented are 66. 66 countries have put things in. 136 of those have been women, 134 men. So that's an interesting endeavor just by itself. You've actually managed to get a greater diversity than certainly, you know, than it is typical. Let's say that. Three non-binary. And this is so good. The longest that anyone has ever taken to get an essay to you was, wait for it, 9 years.
Yeah.
That's so good.
Yep.
So let's just dwell on the sort of geographical spread. You mentioned that, you know, we've got the map. We've seen that. 66 countries, though. Yep. That's pretty amazing. 29 languages.
Yep.
How does that even work? Do you get these people to submit it in their native language or in English, and then you get it translated? What's going on?
No, I asked them to do it both in English and whatever their first language is. And I didn't start doing that till 7 or 8 years in. Mm-hmm. And so there are a number of old essays that I could go back and get new languages. I have some fascinating perspectives. I don't know what you call it. There's one young man from India, but in the northeastern states, the tiny ones that are off by themselves. And I said, would you do it in English and your first language? And he said, well, I can't do my first language. It hasn't been coded digitally yet.
Whoa. Wait. That's...
Yeah. So he said, I'll do it in my neighbor's first language.
Okay.
So he can read it.
Okay. Which is more likely to...
And I was like, wow. There's... But do you know Hawa?
Yes. I mean, I know her. Yes. I don't think I've met Hawa, but yeah.
Yeah, her first language is an obscure Nigerian language. And she said, well, I could do it, but no one would ever read it. And I said, you don't know that. Somebody somewhere is going to find it. Which leads me kind of to my next point. When Hirpa very first started, especially related to India, because I have so many languages, I asked, would it be helpful to have this in languages other than English? And all of the Indians said no.
Huh.
Everybody here speaks English. It's fine. I learned later that something like 60% of India does not speak English. But then once I started doing it, I had people come up to me and say, you know, I speak English just fine. You know, we're talking together. But to read it in my own language was special.
Oh, yeah.
And not only special, but people are often more articulate, more nuanced in their own language than in something else.
Well, that makes sense.
Because they know it better.
Yeah, I guess it's the thing that you're most familiar with. I'm a typical Brit. I don't speak any other languages particularly well. But the ones that I learned at school, it would be just chaos if I tried to, you know, write in that.
Sure.
It would be far better to have the nuance and the flow and the familiarity with that first innate language that you're born with, your birth language. Anyway, sorry, I interrupted. Carry on.
No, that's right. And so all the time people will say to me, oh, wow, I can't believe you have an essay in my language.
Yeah.
You know, we have Vietnamese, we have Bhutanese, we have a guy from Bhutan. But that's a good story. I don't remember how I found him, but I won every country, and I said, hey, we do an essay, and he did. And I met him at WordCamp Asia in Bangkok, and he said, you know, I'm on the theme team, I think he said. And I wouldn't be here and I wouldn't be on that team if you hadn't talked to me.
Oh,
you got me into doing that today. We'll be lucky if we get through this and I don't cry.
Oh, that's nice.
There are so many stories like that.
Yeah.
Do you know Harv Shanker?
I know. I've messaged, but I've not, as far as I'm aware, okay. I've not met. Yeah.
So Indian kids are almost all pushed to become engineers, doctors, or lawyers. And if you don't get to do that, then there's obviously something wrong with you. And so kids who just aren't built for that struggle. There's obviously something wrong with them. And Hari did not do well in formal school. He didn't enjoy it. He didn't learn well from it. He's very intelligent. It's just that it didn't fit him. And so he became a pariah in his community and his own family, his parents. Yeah. And he was pretty desperate. He didn't have a job. He didn't have family who loved him. He didn't have friends. He was in a bad place. And he somehow got turned on to WordPress, I think. No. He found HeroPress first.
Oh, nice.
He found HeroPress.
Nice.
And read every essay and said, this is what I need to do.
Nice.
And he started learning WordPress. And then some months later, applied to Automattic. He got married and he applied to Automattic. And his wife was the one that was there with him to cry with joy when he got a job, a great job that was going to respect him and give him international travel and pay well and all of that. And it just blew my mind.
Yeah.
When he told me that.
That is so amazing. I mean, the fact that he found your publication first and then from that, WordPress.
Yeah.
Yeah, the long tail of this is so interesting. And the truth is, Topher, you'll never know even a fraction of it. You'll know,
oh, yeah,
you'll know a few because they've come up to you and said the things that they said to you. But you can you imagine the dozens, the hundreds, the thousands of people that have read this and got something out of it, but just, you know, it's not in their sort of character necessarily to reach out to you. And yet that impact will be felt. As an example, I read them all and I don't ever reach out to you and sort of say, thank you. That's me being me. But there's countless people like me who do exactly that, you know, just read it, consume it, enjoy it, get a nice, warm, fuzzy feeling from it, but don't necessarily feel the need to reach out. What's the future though with all this? Like, do you want to sort of keep this endeavor going? I know the answer to this question, by the way.
Yeah. We want to keep it going. And it's interesting you asked about the future because a few years ago, my wife and I talked about trying to do a fundraiser for HeroPress that would get enough money to pay for a salary for her.
Mm-hmm.
Not for me. I would keep my day job and she would work on HeroPress full time. So that would mean recurring gifts, not just one time. And because it was hers, it was our second salary. It didn't need to be as high as our first salary. Mm-hmm. But she felt that just maintaining essays was not a full-time job that we can ask people for all that money for. She wanted to make something more. And so we built a number of other sites. We built the HeroPressNetwork.com, WP Photos, WP Wallpapers, Find It WP, Hallway Chats Podcast, all these sites. Then they all fed into HeroPressNetwork.com. And I was going to make tutorial videos as a gift to the world. And which I did. There's 52 of them on YouTube. I did video of the week for 52 weeks. We're going to do all this stuff. And the fundraiser mostly fizzled. In recurring gifts right now, I think we're at $300.
Okay.
A month. which is how it helps. It's nice. It pays a bill, but that's not a salary. And so she moved on to do other things. And I maintained those other sites for 2-3 years. And it got to be a lot of work. Mm. I mean, that was a job. And I couldn't maintain it. And so we started shutting all that down. And so the future actually is going to revert to what it has been for 10 years is just the essays, really.
Got it.
I thought about starting a podcast, but it would be very informal and it wouldn't be like the essays. It would just be chatting with people.
Yeah, that's got a nice... I think what's really interesting about that, though, is that I think humans have got a real need to hear stories. You know, the whole, yes. You know, if you go back tens of thousands of years, that whole, the proto-humans, if you like, sitting around the campfire, exchanging stories and listening to one another and all of that. And, you know, you only have to look at what people spend most of their evening doing, which is, you know, looking at the TV, looking at dramas, looking at films, all that kind of stuff. We're just deeply into stories. Sure. And I think that podcast has got legs if it's just stories, because I don't know anybody else in the WordPress space that's doing a podcast of just stories. So you the get hard, my vote. Do it.
The hard part is if I have the person on, the hard part is accents.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
There's no accent in written English, really. I mean, you can kind of tell if they're not native, but it's perfectly clear. And so you take someone who knows English very well, but doesn't practice it verbally very often. They can write a beautiful essay, but they're going to really struggle on a podcast. And so I don't know how to handle that.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to have them tell me the story and then I tell the story.
Sort of like a book at bedtime kind of thing. Yeah, you're reading it. You know, you receive the story and then read it out.
Fireside chat with Topher.
Yeah, the other option, I guess, is to do what Bob's done, where he just is putting out episodes in... Bob Dunn, you know, Do the Woo. Putting out podcasts in different languages. So, you know, the French variant or the Vietnamese variant or what have you. And
I have thought of that. Yeah.
But obviously, there's a lot of bandwidth for all that. But okay, so the idea though is to strip away all of the fat, if you like, that's grown up over the years around HeroPress, and get back to the written word, maybe a podcast or something. We'll see. But in order to do that, you need to be, well, like anything, you know, where you live is where you live. You're in North America; it's not a cheap place to live. You've got to pay the bills, and so to that end, Topher's got a bit of a donate campaign going on at the moment, and if you've got the bandwidth, let's just hear him out. Let's see if we can get some boots on the ground, if you know what I mean. So what is it that you're doing? Is it simply a recurring thing that you're after, or is one-off donations fine? I will just very quickly, if you go to HeroPress.com and you look in the main menu, you'll find a donate menu, but probably easier to just go to HeroPress.com/donate. And over there, you'll be able to see the status of the campaign at the moment. But yeah, just tell us what it is that you're after and how people can go about contributing if they found it meaningful.
Yeah. Recurring is most helpful because it's something I can count on in the future. So to a certain extent, I would rather have $10 a month than a $120 donation.
Mm-hmm.
However, that doesn't work for some people. They don't want to do it. In India, it's illegal to do a recurring donation recurring payment to America. The federal government has said, no, we don't do that. And so they can't. So, you know, one-offs are great. Something I did this time that I haven't done in the past is set a goal. And it's really high, in my opinion. It's $50,000. It would be life-changing for us. It would free us up to actually spend an employee's time on HeroPress. Because there's a ton of stuff that it needs on an ongoing basis that it doesn't always get just because I'm working or hanging around with my family or whatever. So, you know, a couple of years ago, one year ago, I started approaching businesses and saying, listen, would you give a one-time $1,000 donation? And I was surprised by how many said yes, because in the past, many had said, no, we can't give to the HeroPress. And what I learned is $1,000 is actually just below the discretionary threshold for most businesses.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah.
Where a manager can just say, sure, let's do it. They don't have to ask. They don't have to fill out papers. Five or six companies have stepped forward and just given $1,000 one time. And if 50 of them did it, we'd have our goal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are there 50 WordPress companies in the world? Sure.
Oh, yeah.
But it hasn't happened yet. And I don't know if it's because they choose not to or if I haven't communicated well.
Well, hopefully, you know, things like this will help a little bit, you know. Is there sort of deadline on this? Do you have a sort of the clock is ticking mentality about it? Or is that page just called stay open ad infinitum?
The page has been there for years. Mm. I really only pushing the birthday thing probably till the end of December.
Okay.
I'm not going to take it down, but, until the end of December, I'll be on socials and on a variety of podcasts and things like that.
Okay. So
a lot of email newsletters.
Yeah. I hope that, that what comes out of this podcast episode is firstly, just pause the donate bit in your head. You know, if you're thinking to yourself, wait, hang on a minute, there's Topher here on a podcast and he's asking me for some cash. Well, yeah, it kind of is. But just go and look at the website and read a bit first. And after you've sort of bathed in the warm glow of it all, then go to the donate button. And,
I could get 50,000 people to give $1,
yeah,
I'd be happy.
There's a thought. So before we round it off, I'll just say the URLs one more time. HeroPress.com is the place to go to check it out. Honestly, just click all the links all over the place and have a look. Subscribe on your RSS reader of choice, if you like I do. And also head to HeroPress.com/donate to find out more. Topher, if let's say there's somebody that has listened to this that wants to reach out to you, whether that's to find out more about donation or just whether they can submit content, where's the best place to find you?
I'm kind of everywhere. Topher@HeroPress.com is my email. I use Topher One Kenobi, the number one, pretty much everywhere. I am on literally 60 Slacks in the WordPress community.
Okay.
That's a lot of the way I find people, actually. I'm on the Uzbeki Slack channel.
Nice. Yeah, of course you are. Yeah.
There are no Uzbekis there.
Yeah, but there's you.
there's just me. All the socials. Just Google for Topher DeRosa and I fill the homepage.
Okay.
Can I tell you a story twice?
Oh, please, go on.
So, do you know Morten Rand Hendrickson?
Yes. I've interviewed him one time. Yeah.
He's traditionally been a big fan of HeroPress. He really, really likes it. And one day we were chatting and I said, do you read every week? He said, no, not at all. I thought, oh man, if somebody who likes it doesn't read it. Traffic sometimes gets me down. Often on Sundays, we'll get six people looking at the website all day.
Okay.
You know, and I hear people saying, oh, we get thousands of visitors to our website. And I'm like, phew, I wish. But then he said, when I get down about the WordPress community, when people are yelling, throwing rocks, and it's horrible, I go to HeroPress and I read 10 essays.
Oh, binge reading.
And I feel great.
Yeah.
And so then a couple of years later, I was at WordCamp Ann Arbor, and Josepha came up to me and said, I have to tell you something. And she said, I often act as the motherly shoulder of employees of Automatic. People come to her and say, listen, I'm on support, and people are horrible. Or I have to do this job and I hate it and I don't want to, or whatever.
Yeah.
And often she doesn't have to say anything to them. They just talk and she listens. And at the end, they often say, okay, I'm going to go read 5 Europress essays now and I'll be all fine. And it made me realize that I need to stop expecting a surge of traffic every Wednesday when I post.
Yeah.
I mean, there is one, but it's not enormous. I mean, I'm happy to get 100 hits before noon. And I rarely get more than 300 on a Wednesday when I post. But to know that this library exists for hurting people to go to anytime they want and heal, recover, is that makes the whole thing worth it. I mean, if nobody read it on Wednesday, I would still do it because somebody's going to read it on a Sunday when they really need something, you know?
Yeah, I think it's one of those kind of like the profundity of it is kind of hard to encapsulate. You know, you read these stories and they are life-changing stories. And it may be that how to encapsulate what I'm about to say, it's difficult. It's one of those situations where if you've changed one person's life for the good, that is kind of an important metric, isn't it? You know, if in life yeah. you've done good deeds and you've affected people in a positive way, even if it's just one or two people, that's quite profound. Obviously, it would be great to imagine that you were at the center of everybody's universe, but that's not the way it is. And so this, I don't think the stats necessarily, you know, the number of page views or what have you, need to reflect how optimistic you are about it. The content itself is optimism enough. Don't beat yourself up too much about that, I don't think. I'm going to encapsulate it as this. HeroPress to me is the antidote to the WP drama hashtag. just if you are down, you know, if your work's getting you down and you're kind of wondering, what the heck am I doing around WordPress? What's going on these days? What's it all about? Where do I fit into that jigsaw puzzle? Go and read some of these inspirational stories and check it out.
People ask me all the time, what's your opinion of what's going on? Actually, Matt asked me my opinion of his WordCamp talk about 20 minutes after he gave it. And I didn't have the mental capacity or context to have an opinion then. And I've really struggled since then. I have a number of friends that have publicly quit WordPress. They're gone. A number of friends quit Automattic. A number of friends stayed at Automattic. A number of friends have stayed in WordPress, and they all have their reasons, and they're all good reasons. And so then I have to think, what am I doing? Am I gonna stick with this? Am I gonna go somewhere else? Am I going to stop HeroPress? What am I going to do? And every time, backing up a little bit, when Dave first came to me in that November, he sent me a photo of a 4-year-old Indian child being bathed by his mother in an alley. And it wasn't intended to be a bad picture. They weren't living in squalor or anything. It's just that she was dumping water on his head and they did it outside rather than inside. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. He said to me, whatever you do, whatever you make, I wanted to help this kid. Now he's a stock photo. We don't know who that kid is, but we know all the kids like him. You know what I mean?
Mm.
I want you to help this kid. And so when I think about ending HeroPress, there are people who read it now who are in WordPress who were 10 years old when I made it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And I think about 14-year-olds in Bangladesh finding HeroPress and thinking, wow, I can make a living with this. And they don't know who Matt is. They don't know who WP Engine is. They don't care. They now know who I am. They know who their peers in Bangladesh are who wrote for Europress. And we can say to them, hi, you're welcome. We love you. We're glad you're here. How can we help you? How can we teach you? How can we help you feed your family? And none of that has anything to do with the overall lawsuits.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I do.
Yeah. I worry that it could get so bad that WordPress itself either goes away or becomes unuseful. Because then we need to find something else for those 14-year-olds, you know?
Mm.
And I don't think there is anything right now.
No.
We might make something.
Yeah. Well, it's a very profound message, isn't it? You know, it's kind of stepping back from where we're at and thinking about the bigger picture, isn't it?
So that's my answer why I stay, why I'm staying. Because I can't let those kids go. Those adults go, those grandparents who are getting into their fourth career, you know?
Mm-hmm. I think there is no more poignant place to end this particular podcast. So I am going to end it there and say, Topher DeRozier, from HeroPress.com, thank you so much for chatting to me today. I really appreciate it. That was lovely.
You're very welcome. I had a great time. Thanks for having me.
Okay. I hope that you enjoyed that. Very nice chatting to Topher. Don't forget that Topher made a bit of a plea in that podcast episode. If you want to support HeroPress, please go and find out more on the HeroPress website. You'll be able to donate over there and keep that project going. The WP Builds podcast is brought to you today by GoDaddy Pro. GoDaddy Pro, the home of managed WordPress hosting that includes free domain, SSL, and 24/7 support. Bundle that with the Hub by GoDaddy Pro to unlock more free benefits to manage multiple sites in one place, invoice clients, and get 30% off new purchases. Find out more at go.me/WP Builds. We're also joined by Bluehost. Bluehost, redefine your web hosting experience with Bluehost Cloud. Managed WordPress hosting that comes with lightning-fast websites, 100% network uptime, and 24/7 priority support. With Bluehost Cloud, the possibilities are out of this world. Experience it today at bluehost.com/cloud. And by Omnisend as well. Omnisend, do you sell your stuff online? Then meet Omnisend. Yes, that Omnisend. The email and SMS tool that helps you make $73 for every dollar spent. The one that's so good, it's almost boring. Hate the excitement of roller coaster sales? Prefer a steady line going up? Try Omnisend today at omnisend.com. And we really do thank GoDaddy Pro, Bluehost and Omnisend for helping support the WP Builds podcast. If you would like to join them and be a sponsor of the show, head to wpbuilds.com/advertise to find out more. We'd love to have that conversation with you. Okay, that really is all that I've got time for this week. Just one more plea, if you really are into Black Friday, head to wpbuilds.com/black, bookmark that page for all of your Black Friday deals needs. Okay, I'm going to fade in some cheesy music. I'm going to wish you a very happy week. We'll see you at some point in the next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye for now.